Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now I am tasked this weekend to go and find said plot, create an iPhone marketing video for plot, then lay out what is going to be the best eBay page ever to now, show people where their RIP forever can be if they have a family of four or they just want to be stacked and racked in Laurel, Maryland.
Hello, people of Laurel, Maryland. Have you thought about the future? Have you?
Carrie said, hey, do you want to go down for the week? I said, Carrie, have fun.
Oh, come on. What do you want when you go down there?
No. I mean, it's easy. It would mean missing some work.
And that's I'd fine with stay. Us.
No, it's easier for me to do the job.
Are you
it's
sure?
It's just easier. Yeah. And besides, as you said, little alone time, not so bad.
That's true. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I don't know. Isn't it weird when your wife doesn't go on like a couple's trip? I mean, when one of the pair, they don't go on a couple's trip?
I mean, we're barely a couple, so it doesn't really count.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mouseketeer roll call. Rob Spiewak present.
Oscar Santana present.
Wow. How about let's go? Yeah, present. Go by height. Pony present. Good. And
Maddie present.
Nice. Very
Woo!
Good.
Woo! Why was there this awkward pause when like Maddie or Pony were about to talk?
Well, I think the answer's in the question.
Well, yeah, ladies first.
Oh, well, I didn't get the memo.
Maddie's had a bad morning.
Oh, she is.
I yelled at her.
For those of you, oh, by the way, Mike is spent some time with his family. He's
back,
in Maine.
Back on Monday.
The
Coburns
are in town. His beautiful daughter, Catherine's in town. And Mike, vaya con Dios, enjoy your time with the fam. Rob and I will take care of the rest of the week for you.
Indeed.
I will say that I, on the show, I'm known for the RBF, right?
The resting bitch face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My thinking face looks like I'm angry. It's been plaguing me my entire life. Before I even got into broadcasting. Girlfriends, parents, family, they always thought I was mad at something, and I was just like, I'm just thinking about something else other than you. Sorry.
Yeah, you're on to your next adventure in your mind.
Yeah, my mind. My mind's moving all the time.
A transient whir.
Today, I've got a war of wars on who's unhappier on camera. Myself with my RBF when I'm actually smiling inside, or Maddie Masiello.
Well, I signed on as I always do at about quarter till, and I usually get a picture of a crumbling brick wall.
Yes.
But this morning I got Maddie, and she looked dissatisfied before anything. And I said, "Hi, Maddie." Hey.
Yeah.
And she knows she trails off. I don't know. She's not unhappy with her work, I don't think. She seems to enjoy it.
It's hard. Look, it is hard to get up and realize that you've got thousands of people that watch these shows.
Yes.
In the middle of a pandemic. And then, in fairness, you're the cheeriest of the five of us, Rob. So when you're like, hey, guys, and you're like, oh, God, too early for this. That's what Maddie's probably saying.
Probably.
And Maddie's going through a traumatic, I would say, reunite. She's reuniting with Tara Masu, her cat. And as you know,
and she said last night was worse than the night before.
When the cat's away, when the owners are away, the cats will play. And when they come back, they even play even more because they're like, you're back. That's why I don't have a cat. I had one for nine days. Gone.
And you know, they're saying it again that when the pandemic is over, pets are going to go into deep depression because they're going to have less time. There was a guy on one of the TV shows this morning that says, start training your dog now. Put them in a room by themselves for an hour a day.
Can you throw like the sad egg pill, the Zoloft into some sort of treat and then like get them ready?
I'm sure you could. Yeah, they have those hollow things. They almost look like a combos without the filling.
I don't recommend that. Don't recommend that. I'm just saying that I'm not a vet. I'm not a doctor. Do not do that. I'm not liable. But
you're saying not to medicate on your own. Of course not. I thought you didn't like the pill pockets.
No, I like to put in a conch and then let them lick it out.
Well, it's hard to trace that though.
That's tough. You're right.
Oh, yeah. So the pill pocket is the way to go.
Maddie, what's your story before we get to...
How's Tara Meowsu?
Matt Bloom's open mic night.
He was crazy last night. And then also because John left for L.A. this morning, so I had to get up early, drive into the airport.
Oh, my God. So finally, they picked up his option?
Yeah, he split for the coast?
Yes. Stardom awaits in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah, so just still tired, but I will do my best to be chipper this lovely morning.
Okay, so...
We need 3 days of chipper.
Three lovely mornings.
quick sidebar before we get to Pony Boy's one man show. Let's rewind. Okay, so is this the first time John gets to leave split for the coast?
Yeah, this is the first time I think he's left since Christmas break. Wow.
I tend to forget he's a Los Angeles boy, isn't he?
With the pandemic too, it's like you're not going to go anywhere. So he hasn't seen his family in 6 months or something.
He said enough is enough. I'm going to fly into the eye of the storm.
Yeah, pretty much. He wore he got these like goggles that kind of blocked out the sides of them too.
Yeah, like aviator goggles.
Yeah, aviator goggles.
Oh, I love it.
With like a bunch of like three masks on. It was hilarious to look at. So
he got a really cheap airfare. Now there are two stops. He flies to Miami and there's then it's to Arizona and then it's right to Los Angeles.
At every stop he sheds a mask.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like a truck stop. He has to shower and then back on the plane.
Okay, so are you happy about this? I'm not the travel. Look, if Paulie can make it to some island in the Caribbean, then I think John can make it to.
Yeah, well, I think the virus fears Paulie. I think that's the problem there.
So, barring and the health issues, which is hard to create a sidebar for.
It is.
How about for your personal mental health and well-being? Look, if Shannon all sends it, I gotta go to Arizona to see my parents. I would be. Sad that she's leaving and concerned for her health, but emotionally, I'd be like, finally some alone time.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I was alone, because when I'm not here, I'm at home with John, and then when I'm not there, I'm in Buffalo with family. Mm-hmm. So it will be nice, I think, for a few days at least, and then I might get bored.
Yeah, but, at least 4 days, just want 4 days of like,
fine.
I miss you, you're right, I do love you,
Yeah.
Effective today, both kids are at work. Robert has work today, I believe at 4, at Firework Pizza, boom, I don't have Mike's sound effect. And Julia has started back at her job, and a week from Friday, the Supper Club is getting together at the Chubbuck's Cabin in North Carolina.
Ooh, Chubbuck's!
And Carrie said, hey, do you want to go down for the week? I said, Carrie, have fun.
Oh, come on. What do you want when you go down there?
No. I mean, it's easy. It would mean missing some work. And
that's
I'd rather stay with us.
No,
it's easier for me to do the job.
Are you
sure? It's just easier. Yeah. And besides, as you said, little alone time, not so bad.
That's true. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, but I don't know. Isn't it weird when your wife doesn't go on like a couples trip? I mean, when one of the pair, they don't go on a couples trip?
I mean, we're barely a couple, so it doesn't really count.
I remember 2005.
Yes, 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Jesus, I'm old.
I know.
I went to Cancun with three couples and me.
Okay.
And at that point, you're like, this is going to be amazing. Those losers. Like, I'm going to Cancun. This is going to be great. We're going to be on a catamaran. It's going to be like single girls everywhere.
Drinking out of a pineapple.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
It is the most awkward feeling, even when you're 25 in Cancun.
Well,
to be like, you've got no support for what the shenanigans you want to get into. Everybody's going back to the hotel early.
It's not except... It's because you're 25. The fact is that we're all 50.
Mm-hmm.
We've done many, many supper clubs with one or two, one person missing.
Missing? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so it's no big deal. We're all good friends, and it's alone time. It'll be fine. It'll be A-okay.
I like to be alone.
Yeah.
Shannon knows this. She knows I have a problem with that. But I couldn't go on a couple's weekend excursion with just myself.
You see, I don't see it. It's really
I feel
not a
like,
couple.
Oh, do they know we're having problems?
I don't.
Or do they think we're having problems?
They don't think that. It's not a couple's thing as much as it is a friend's thing.
All
but
right, so you're gonna be fine. You'll be
fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. Now the thing you talk about a weekend excursion, we didn't really get a chance to talk to Maddie, who is back from Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Your family is doing good.
Yeah, they're all good. They're driving themselves crazy, I think, just in quarantine, but they're healthy.
Because they did not take it seriously up front.
They did not, no. And I did. They did have like some family members trickle through. We went out to dinner a few times.
Had the kid with the glass in his stomach, did he come by?
No, he did not make a showing. We have to keep him safe. Clearly, he's accident prone. So the COVID can't get to Joey.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, we have a new annual Christmas tradition of a story that Maddie tells, but we won't get into that now. However, Oscar, I don't know if you were in on this. Maddie did find a new favorite radio show when she was in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
And I think it's worth it based on just the name of the male host. His name, Maddie?
Nicholas Pickles.
You know what? You want to make a mark? Come out with that radio name.
Yeah. But they've been around for decades, actually.
Well,
but
I did a little research. It's the Nicholas and Janet, or Nick and Janet.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And don't you have a tie to Janet?
Yeah, so Janet and good old Tony Masiello once competed on Dancing with the Buffalo Stars together.
Oh, really?
Yes. Whoa, it was quite the time.
Wow. Was now, Mrs. Masiello upset about all this?
No, it was absolutely hysterical to watch. So there were no bad feelings.
That's your dad is not a great dancer?
No, he's actually a pretty good dancer.
Of course he is. He's good at everything.
He's an athlete.
But they each had to do two dances, and I know one of them was the foxtrot. So ooh, he had to like trot around this whole
that
stage
is not
and everything.
Easy.
It was hilarious. He like wore a pink cummerbund. I remember the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Does it exist on video? Could we find it on like the YouTube?
That's good video.
I'm not sure. I would have to look, but I know. So there were four contestants and he placed third.
Other Buffalo
last.
Luminaries? Was OJ one of them?
Was no. Janet the weak link?
No, Janet came in second, and then there was another radio guy, not Nicholas Pickles, but a different one. And then
it wasn't Harv Moore, the boy next door, was it?
And then I forgot who came in first. I think she was like a news anchor or something.
Nah.
Yeah, but it stands to figure that he would be, of course, the mayor of a major metropolitan city. He turned down the NBA. He competes in television contests and does well. He does everything well. He's Tony Masiello.
Yeah. Yes.
Hard to be his offspring, let me tell you.
Oh my God, that's tough.
He should do a feature on the Pickles program.
I'm sure he has.
So Maddie, I see you're doing all right in this pandemic with that fledgling podcast.
I'm just, the mayor's office called. They wanted me to do a radio show, 85 affiliates and all that. Yeah. I turned it down.
You know, Nicholas Pickles is looking for a new cast member.
And also, Maddie, remember, when you're out there on the dance floor, it's 1-2 step hop change, 1-2 step hop slide.
Do you want me to call Janet?
He said that before. I think I like met with her. I was in high school or something.
Oh,
and he
no!
like set up a meeting. Yeah.
Mayor Masiello, don't do this to us. Come on.
But that relationship also is what always got me like really good concert tickets growing up. So thankful for Janet and Nicholas Pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice save.
One radio piece of recommendation, the one news piece of recommendation that he gave Maddie, change your name to Madeline Badalin.
Okay.
Nicholas Pickles. If you go to his website, he's an actor. Look at that, he's a real guy. Now, moving on. I have been really quarantined. I've gone out for the occasional bottle of vodka or the grocery store. But other than that, if you look at my phone app, Dad has been home since Wednesday.
Yes.
That's what he usually says. I got a visitor yesterday.
Yeah, visitor. Who visited you?
Ooh. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He's on the screen right now.
Oh, damn. Ponyboy breaking out of his shell.
A little bit.
That's
it was,
right.
You know, we gave him a little grief yesterday about the way.
Yeah. I like that. Hey, the fidelity of his mic matches the fidelity of his work product. And when I said to Mike, I was like, before the show, and this is a little behind the curtains for you at home.
Right.
I was like, can we please fix his mic? Let's do something. He goes, no, I like it that it's like that. It's different.
Yeah, well, it lets you know that he's certainly not in studio.
Yes.
To me, it was reminiscent of when David Letterman used to talk to his director, and his director had that sort of tinny IFB sound.
Correct.
But we wanted to at least make an effort. So Pony sent me, he says, do you have a mic or something?
Oh,
and
that's
I said,
sweet.
Yeah, I do. And then I said, what do you need to get? You're going to need some sort of interface to get into the board. He says, well, I've got an XLR in, but I said, you know what? I've got my old little Mackie board that I had before I upgraded. So I stacked everything up in my garage and waited, and I waited, and I get a text, and he says, I'm a mile away, and I saw this right before the phone rang, and he says, I'm standing outside your house.
Ooh.
So, which is sort of bad news, Mr. Spiewak. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Do you let him breach the perimeter, or do you just hand something off?
I open the garage. And I stood, I think, 7.5 feet from him.
Ooh.
And yeah, I said, there's the stuff. And you know what? I applaud him. He's wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, course. I think yeah, most people do.
But I knew it was just, you know what? I thought it was nice. And I said, there's the microphone.
Yeah.
There's the board. There's cords. And he says, is there an XLR cord? I said, yes. Goodbye. And sent him on his way. But it's, you know what? It was weird for someone that for the past 6-7 years, I spent as much time with as I have with most of my family.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, he's,
it was good to see him. I think you've lost weight.
Yeah, he's lost weight, right? He's got a little sun. Hey, can you take that mic off of the stand? I just want to, yeah. I want more of like the...
Like a showbiz?
Yeah, like you're the stand-up comedian, like you've got a special.
Okay. Like this.
Now move the mic off of move the mic stand out of camera just so we're okay. There you go. And now
talk about airline food.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Rob Spiewak's house.
Who are these people?
Now, we didn't want Pony to sound too good, so I gave him a Radio Shack brand microphone.
Good, as you
should. But I think it's better than what we had, and it's directional. So you know, where's your flying thing? Your mouse.
No, she's in the other room, and she sleeps in the closet.
Yeah.
Because it's dark.
But you couldn't get her up for I woke my son up yesterday.
Can you wake up Miracle?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't wake up at this time. This is the time, like, when she's going to bed. So.
Wait, she's getting ready. She's winding down. Oh, by the way, for those of you at home, it's a sugar. He has a sugar glider.
Sugar glider,
it's not his daughter or a niece or anybody else. No. It's a marsupial. Do you have to like soothe? Like, is there like a routine? Because I know when my nephew gets put to bed, like he has like he needs to read a book. There's a shower beforehand. Like, do you go through this process at 4 or 5 in the morning to get her ready to bed for bed?
No, I mean, well, I do read her stories, but I mean that I don't have to.
Like, what do you mean you read her stories?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, sugar glider story. She just goes right to bed.
Yeah, but do you tell her, hey, get back and put the mouse back in the house? Do you tell her get back in there?
No.
Put the mouse back in the house. This is sugar glider code.
Yeah, but you tell me that sometimes she'll hang on the TV and just like bebop around the house, right? Yeah,
so that's at like 7 or 8 o'clock. Like in the evening, she'll run around and just, you know, jump around on furniture and stuff. So she
doesn't mind driving at night?
No. She's nocturnal. So she'll get up at around like 7 or 8 o'clock and then run around and jump on stuff. And then
do you ever talk to her like she's, I would say, a human, and you're like, good morning, sunshine.
Yeah,
it's 7 o'clock.
Not to make you feel silly or anything. I know I talk to Linus all the time.
I talk to Santos all the time. Like, Santos.
I mean, I don't even use like a character voice. It's like, hey, buddy, I'm going to go downstairs. You want to come downstairs? Because we got to do the show. And do you talk to Teremiasu like a person?
All the time. But I talk to him like a baby in a total like pet baby voice. It's bad.
You see, he'll never mature then.
Yeah, true. Maybe that's the problem.
Pony, how do you talk to Miracle?
Yeah. I talk to her like an adult.
Yeah.
And I have like real conversations, and then I look at her and I'm like, all right, fine, don't respond. Just glide around, jump on the TV, eat a seed or something, fine. I'm trying to talk to you about my day, and you're just eating watermelon pieces, okay?
Is that what she eats, watermelon?
I mean, she'll eat any kind of fruit.
Does she ever leave like a half uneaten fruit, a piece around, and you're like, well, that's wasteful.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, she'll devour pretty much anything I put in the cage.
Let's say it's 7:30 and you're watching Jeopardy and you're alone by the light of a naked light bulb and you're eating, say, a tangerine. Will she come over like in the equivalent of like a dog? Will she beg for food?
If she's out of the cage and I'm eating a tangerine, like she'll just run up my arm and just try and take pieces of tangerine. She won't even ask.
This
smells
ask.
Good. I'm taking it.
And do you just let her dominate you?
Well, I mean, I'll hand her a piece. I'm not crazy enough to eat a tangerine and like make her suffer or something.
That's some crazy, horrible. Crazy behavior when one eats a tangerine.
That is some psychotic, sadist.
And ladies,
behavior.
Pony is single.
That's right.
Do you think Miracle, once you, you know, find the Mrs. Bloom of the future, because they live forever, right?
Not forever.
I mean, what's the
maybe like 5-10 years?
Okay, Miracle's what, 10 years?
No, more like probably 6, I think.
Okay, 6.
Because remember, there was the whole thing about getting her into the airport, and then there was the mysterious Unsolved Mysteries episode.
That's right. Okay, so you got 6. Within the 4 years, let's say that you meet the lucky lady in your life that gets to spend the rest of her time with you. Is Miracle going to be jealous?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Do they have that chip? Do they have a jealousy chip? I know they're affectionate.
Not at all.
Really?
They are. They show affection by basically coming to you for warmth. I mean, it's really... it's not like a dog or something that's going to come up and like lick
your
face.
Aren't you borderline anemic? How much warmth is coming off of you?
No, I'm not at all. I'm
as a matter of fact, right now he's running a fever.
Yeah.
Sad. So, Pony,
you
got
like
this.
You're sweating.
Yeah, you do. He has no sense of taste. This tangerine is bland.
There you go, Miracle. I have no use for this.
I have no use on this guy. So, when you got home and you set up the equipment, it was an easy setup, obviously.
Oh, very,
you're using the
very
board.
Easy.
Have you figured out how to use the reverb yet?
No, I see there's all these little EQ switches and stuff. I didn't want to mess with them.
Yeah, well, there's an effects bus, and if you want later on, perhaps we could teach you how to use the reverb, and we could see like inside Pony's brain. You could do your subconscious.
Also,
for our wonderful
listeners, can you just take a quick selfie or a candid something you would put on Instagram if you're on Instagram,
right?
Of you and Miracle. Just we have a good reference. I don't remember her face. Like I want to remember her. Like we remember Robert and Julia. We get good reference point for kids. The little Michael. Mm-hmm. But if this is a little special lady in your life, I feel like we should know more about her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, does so she tonight, not, does when she not wakes like up, does she not like
no,
pictures?
No, no,
she
no.
A vampire?
Just,
what's the story?
No. I think you guys make. An awful lot out of this creature, and I don't know.
We want to just see a photograph.
Are we crossing a line that shouldn't?
No. I'm just. I mean, it's not nearly as exciting as you seem to think it is.
You just said that this wonderful mate of yours,
nocturnal, beautiful thing. Yeah.
She crawls around. She does what she wants. Mm-hmm. She's keeping you company. If she's special to you, she's special to us, man.
Part of your life is part of our life.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
And we can't get her on Dancing with the Baltimore Stars. Buffalo Stars, rather,
if you don't want to exploit your little lady, we understand that as well.
I appreciate that.
And we're not asking you to wake her up like we did to Robert yesterday, who, by the way, is still not pleased. But I said, you did really good, son. He said, I don't know. I said, yeah, pretty high review. That's about what I got from him last night. But he's excited. He's going back to work today. And thank you for all the love. And the fact that Barb and Chuck Moody are big fans of Firework Pizza, I found
They are?
Out. Yes.
People are coming out of the woodwork.
They really are. They are.
The idea that they should buy a schedule.
They really should.
And if you're not getting enough free za from your son, we don't talk about them ever again.
You know what? It's moot. We're done with it.
Done. Now, Maddie, before we start the show and take a quick break here.
Yes.
When Pony was talking about Miracle, his sugar glider, from a scale, let's just go 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Okay.
How much sex appeal was he oozing?
You said 0 was the worst or 1?
Yes.
0 would be the worst.
I'm going to go -3.
You can't go into that.
Off the scale.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So you're going to do it?
No, I can't say that I'm very tempted, Nate.
I wouldn't be either, you know? Radio's the past, man. We are the future.
We?
Yeah, podcasters.
Oh, okay. I think the last episode you put up was, what, a year ago? It's been like a year?
In radio, you have to show up every day because they pay you.
You still got to do, what, morning zoos to sell the tickets?
Yes, I have to do morning zoos to sell tickets. That's the worst.
I know, it's like a necessary evil. It is.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's always the main guy, and then there's the laughing guy, and then there's the baffled and shocked woman. It's like, brr, 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 brr. Oh, fellas.
There was this time in Florida.
Florida, it's already a good story.
I followed a guy that farted the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another time where I kept score while women threw plastic rings on male strippers' dicks.
Larry and the Tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do that every Friday. Yeah. You know, the sad thing is that a lot of these guys are, they're real broadcasters. They're professionals.
They're not. I don't think so.
No, they are. I mean, they've been at it a long time. I mean, they were doing those shows when they had carts, when they had to do their own sound effects. They can't curse and they got to keep a riff going. They got to have forward momentum, do the break, hold the audience. I mean, it's impressive shit.
What's a cart?
Now, Mark is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena this Sunday. And in addition to Mark being a comic, he is also the host of a popular podcast.
Oh, hold on. There is no such thing as a popular podcast.
Ooh, zing. Sorry, but actually I got a pretty good listener base. And, I used to do radio, but I prefer podcasting, a lot more freedom.
Oh, so you prefer not to make money?
That's like me preferring to have a small penis. Oh, by the way, if you do have a small penis, you might be eligible to see Miley Cyrus in our contest. Teeny Weeny Miley Go. You can see the website for details.
Yeah, I'd take a pay cut not to have to say that. Do you think anybody is entertained by this? Maybe before there were choices, but you're losing listeners every day. This isn't interesting. It's not engaging. This is a hostage situation for people who don't have a smartphone. And your format restrictions are ridiculous. Why do you feel compelled to give out the time every 5 minutes? All cars have the time. All computer screens have the time on them. There are clocks everywhere. Yet with OCD-like precision, you are compelled to always give out the time. It's horrendous.
It's 8:25.
A lot of people think you're an
Oh, come on. Don't they listen to my podcast? I'm not an anymore. Who says that, those pieces of shit?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
It's 9:43 on the East Coast.
Thank you.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about the Mike O'Mara Show. From Sedgwick, Kansas, to Arapaho, Colorado, from St. Charles County, Missouri, to Knightville in South Portland, Maine, from Yardley, Pennsylvania, to Pozzuoli, Italy, TMOS is on the air and everywhere. So let's get started. Thanks to our friends at Cornerstone. Woo! Oscar, let's talk about your mortgage rate. If you currently have 3.25% or higher, you need to call.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. That's you. You got to call our friend Mark Livingstone
downstairs
at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. Because right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. You're wasting money. Mm. Cornerstone First Financial rates are so low, they've actually become a disruptor in the industry. Love the word. Disruptor.
Love it.
They're shaking it up. Because of their rate, service, and programs, they are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they're both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that the big banks just can't do. Interest rates on the 30-year fix have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. This is historic stuff. So you need to call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial right now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. You do this now, you'll probably never have to refinance again. You'd just be done for the rest of the loan. It's great. So whether it's a purchase or a refi, call 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And just like TMOS, Cornerstone First never took a pause during the pandemic. They kept everything going, and they're working for you, which is awesome. Oscar, I know that people are going through stuff with the pandemic. And
yes.
In some ways, even though I have been socially distant from my folks, I speak to my parents probably more now than I did before. And you've been in touch with your mom quite a bit. You've visited her, right?
So every Sunday is Mama Santana Sunday.
Okay.
As we go over and we socially distance within their home that has more square footage in their family room than my entire home.
Exactly.
God bless them. They made the right decisions in life. I'll say this, that my mom, and for those of you that get to see your parents in one way or another or even connect with them, There's a lot of tying up of loose ends. And because of this pandemic, if they're older, if like if something happens,
they are forced to face the fact that, you know, they're closer to the end than the beginning.
That would be, I'm sorry, that would be the case. I see where you're going. That would be the case if my parents weren't obsessed with death from a young age.
Okay.
Maybe it's the immigrant in them and people pass, like to use a junkie's term, they just donk off family members on a regular basis. Yeah. Like
your uncle's felt it and he's gone.
Yeah, he's down to the felt. So I remember the first time my dad and mom put a will together when I was in, I would say, when I was 13 years old, like showed me where the wills are. And they showed me because my sister and brother were living their American lives and I was trapped at home because I couldn't drive. And so they're out and
where
about.
Where did they keep the wills?
Well, my mom's, they're at the bank in a safety deposit box.
Okay. But ours is in a safe. So yeah,
Taking me to the bank and showing me where everything is and my mom there and she goes, this is where things are. And my dad always did this, like he would do this bit. I'm sure this is where I get it from. He goes, you know, things could change on this document.
Yeah. Were you still with? I mean, that's the ultimate Santa Claus threat right there. That's worse than coal in a stocking.
If you don't become a doctor.
And are you still with First Bolivia? Bank? Is that who you're with?
No, it's Bank of La Paz. The Bank of Peace. And so we, and throughout, so there's been a lot of reiterating. My mom would be sitting there watching, I think we were watching Unsolved Mysteries until she got scared and we had to stop watching that. And then she says, you know.
Ay, ay, ay.
¿Por qué todos están muriendo? And then she goes, this is what's great. El Omni, which is for aliens.
Yes.
She goes, El Omni, no me gusta El Omni. She doesn't like aliens. So then we had to change the channel.
That's funny. So odd that she would fear aliens.
Yes. But she says, ¿sabes qué? You know what? And I'm like, what, mom? And she said, yo quiero cuando muero de que me pongan en el río Mamoré. She wants to be thrown her ashes in el río Mamoré in Bolivia. And I was like, Mom, don't talk about death right now. This is like really a bummer. Like, I get it. There's a lot going on.
The worst.
And I said, what about those burial plots, Mom, that you made me sign off on at 11? At age 11, before you even talked about a will, some flimflam man from the St. Catharines in Montgomery County rolled over and sold my mom 4 burial plots.
Now, do you remember this? Because this is a long time for you, like 25 years ago, right?
It's seared into my mind of things I shouldn't have to have dealt with, whether it's the Metro Rail at a young age, signing off and sitting in a meeting about burial plots because you don't want your parents to die. I was crying the entire time.
I bet.
It was just terrible. But now, this is where we come full circle.
Okay.
Because I can finally bring some value to this and maybe get some show mileage out of it.
All right.
My mom comes down with what is the carbon copy piece of paper that every document and every contract had when we were younger.
Okay.
And it shows that my mom, in her infinite wisdom, when she was young and an immigrant and being taken advantage of, bought 4 burial plots in Laurel, Maryland for the Ceballos family all together. Laurel,
can you
Maryland.
Imagine spending all of eternity in Laurel?
Maryland National Cemetery is where she bought the plots. We have no ties to PG County, no ties to Laurel, nothing. And when she says to me that she wants her ashes spread in Rio Mamoré, I said, what about those plots we signed off? I'm sure you spent thousands on that. She goes, oh, I found the paperwork. She found the paperwork, comes down.
Right.
And she goes, I first asked her why there are 4 and not 5, because there's 5 people in our family.
Well, she's playing the odds. said, not everyone's going to be a doctor,
was
Oscar.
This the decade you were planning on divorcing Dad? Because, hey, like, the math speaks for itself.
Right.
She could have bought 5. She bought 4.
Yeah.
And she said, I knew you always wanted to get, she always wanted to get cremated. So, like, she made the call back then. Whatever.
Okay.
I think she's covering up for her indiscretions.
Yeah, sure.
And
she was mad at Jose that day.
I said, he'll rot in hell in La Paz. We'll be in Laurel, Maryland. We'll show him.
That's right. We will be resting peacefully in eternity with the sound of trotting racehorses nearby.
These plots, by the way, are beautiful.
Well,
beautiful,
sure.
Right next to a little pond.
Water view.
Oh,
nice.
We got the water view. It's great.
Yeah.
And we're stacked like Tetris. She had to get that deal. She couldn't afford the 3, like the 4 were stacked. Like stacked.
Oh, okay.
Two
so
bodies
yeah.
stacked on top of each other.
Well, you know, that's actually how they do it at the national cemeteries
they do?
Now. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
My grandfather, Big Daddy, and his wife, they are in the same plot, stacked with two, yeah. I guess, the two vaults. And then the front and back of the stone have their information.
Also short-sighted for my mom, because what about us having families? You know, like...
Well, you know, again, she's not like, a lot I of hopes for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we got four, and I said, Mom, what are we going to do with these? Like... I don't know how you sell burial plots if this is what you want me to do. It looks like this is what you want to get rid of them somehow. Is mm-hmm. there a fire sale? And then yeah. she goes, well, it's time. And this is where my mom has like this. There's a genius side of her in all of the Larry King fish oil purchases that she's made in the past.
The thing is that she has such a different upbringing. Yeah. That she thinks differently.
When she buys multiple yeah. printers.
Like, she has a lot of printers.
She's like
yeah.
a child of the Depression, but there's no depression. So
I wouldn't say that.
She hoards these plots.
Right.
We do a quick Google search. They're worth roughly $12,000.
Okay.
Open market. Now.
Where did you find this? Like on Facebook Marketplace?
No, because, shocker, people make these decisions and then leave all the time where they're living currently. So there are other blocks of plots on eBay. Right,
I thought
now,
you were going to say people that, buy them and then they decide not to die.
For those cemeteries. Like they move to, there's somebody in Indiana selling their Laurel plots.
Okay.
There's somebody right now in California selling their Laurel plots.
And it sounds like with the water view, you've got really, you've got the Ford Bronco
and
right now.
Yeah, it's a hot
plots.
Commodity. And
it's
as she said,
hot.
Están muriendo. Which she goes, people, well, they're dying, she said.
I love when he speaks
she
Spanish.
Goes,
so
she
cute.
Goes, they're dying. People want these. And I said,
they're literally
supply
and demand, right?
That's brilliant.
This is the genius of her. Like, if we ran out of printers, we know where to get them.
Exactly.
My mom's basement.
The pandemic yeah. has really made these a red hot commodity.
So I call. She tasks us with offloading these.
Sure.
I call the place. I'm like, hey, is there a buyback program? Like, I'm sure that you guys are getting
you have the receipt. She brought the thing down.
We've got the plot number, the contract number. We've got everything.
Right, right.
And they offered us like you're trading your car into the dealer, some just disgusting price.
Of course, depreciation.
A third. I'm sure. I said land has appreciated more than this.
Of course, you could build a tiny house there, like the one you live in.
So now
you have enough land.
Now I am tasked this weekend to go and find said plot, create an iPhone marketing video for plot, then lay out what is going to be the best eBay page ever. To show people where their RIP forever can be if they have a family of four or they just want to be stacked and racked in Laurel, Maryland.
Hello, people of Laurel, Maryland. Have you thought about the future? Have you? How would you like to live by a pond? You could for the rest of your life.
If there are koi in this pond, the price is going up 20%.
I'll throw in a fishing pole and a bag of bait. Now, you saw the contract that she brought down?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you actually sign it? Because I can only imagine what your 13-year-old signature
was. When I was 13.
I picture a backwards
no,
S.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful because yeah. I was taking calligraphy lessons then. Oh, yeah, I told you I took calligraphy? Oh, yeah. All day. All day. All day. Well, my hand would be cramped. From all the calligraphy
yeah, I'm
I
sure
was writing.
It was the calligraphy
hurt.
That
it
cramped
hurt.
Your hand.
No, at 13, I was discovering other things. But I remember these books. My mom had a tutor come over. I was calligraphy for hours during the summer.
What a great future-looking thing to know. Because in this day and age, is there anything more useful than calligraphy?
That was a waste of money and time.
Yeah, it
but
is.
It might have gotten me into like maybe she knew I liked art, so it was... I enjoyed figuring out a way to write your name in different. It's really narcissistic at that point where you're like,
well, I know that I have never, ever forged your signature, but I'm relatively familiar with the way you write.
Mm-hmm.
Does the calligraphy ever come out in your modern penmanship? Like if you were to sit down and try.
When I write in calligraphy.
Right.
And this has been documented. Quick sidebar. I don't know. I might be like undercover dyslexic.
Great show on Netflix, by the way. Undercover Dyslexic. He's an IP.
When I write, the direction within when I write my letters out in block letters, it goes backwards. Rob has seen this.
Yeah, it's weird.
But in calligraphy, I do it the appropriate way.
Because you had a tutor. He had a writing tutor.
A writing tutor. A writing tutor to write in the lost art of calligraphy.
So do you, I remember, you know, there used to be, it was a thing for a little while. Yeah. And I guess probably when I was like 8 or 9, I remember there were like calligraphy pens. And I mean, I guess technically you're supposed to use like a quill or whatever where mm-hmm. you actually dip in the ink. But the pen had a razor thin.
That's what I used.
But it was wide. And yeah. so you could do like a straight
I started
or a
out
wide,
with pencil. Uh-huh. On the little, and then when I got, I guess to a level where my, this bit, and just quick again, now tutors are called coaches because, tutors are,
that the sort word of diminishes, right?
Diminishes.
Yeah. Right.
So when my tutor, not coach, that right. really bothers me for some reason.
Yeah. We sent Robert to a math coach.
So he can be a mathlete.
Yeah. A mathlete. Exactly.
So, I remember him coming to the house and he presented me the calligraphy pen, like it's some sort of ceremony. And he's like,
and then said, please remove your shirt.
You know, when you do this topless,
it really helps. But I had no idea. So, what I'm looking for now is when I finally get this note from you that I'm anticipating,
yes.
I want to see a beautiful calligraphy version of the words, Rob, you're fired.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I don't want it to be
how
something
sloppy.
How do I
move these plots?
You know what?
We're going to take a beautiful video. Just show people where they'd be resting.
I have some skills in my quiver, some arrows in my quiver. One of them is sales.
I need some copy.
Let me think on this. I'll write some copy, and Mike will be back on Monday, and he can voice it.
Oh, yeah. I did not think about that.
Time to cash in a favor.
Love it.
Time to cash in a
Love
favor.
It.
All right. We take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little about Peacock, which is a big thing happening today, and we'll talk about that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, the night's magic seemed to whisper and hush.
Summertime is fun time, and you can savor the great taste of summer by shopping at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Just click the shopping banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you have instant access to Target and Walmart and all the ingredients you need for a refreshing Billie Eilish eyelash frumpuccino. Because nowadays, being a blue hair doesn't mean you're old. Just pour a quart of almond milk into a Doc Martens brand boot. Add cumin, a small human, a photo of Harry Truman, a song by Gary Newman, and the beard of Sig Ruman. Agitate and strain through a tennis racket. Chill with dry ice, warm with wet ice, and chill out with vanilla ice. Add red hots, 4 shards of glass, copper dust, old rusty BBs, and craft baby marshmallows. Serve in a leather ramekin and enjoy. Follow me for more recipes at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Another summertime taste treat from Kraft.
I don't think BBs are much of a thing anymore. You don't see a lot about BBs.
Not these days.
No. Hey, you know what? For all of our sakes, Oscar, we need to avoid crowds any way we can. I mean, come on. That's what people are saying.
Agreed.
Stay out of the crowds. But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? What can you do? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Because anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all of the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay hunkered down and safe. Think about it. It's perfect. They've been doing this for years, but now, more than ever, you need Stamps.com. They also offer UPS services with discount rates up to 62%, and with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp. Think of that. That's crazy. Stamps.com's a no-brainer, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. And right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, and stay safe, my friends. Oscar.
Yes.
It debuts today. the Peacock Network.
Peacock!
Which is the newest streaming thing. Now, it's been available to certain people. I think if you had Xfinity,
yes,
there was a, you got like a sneak preview.
You actually get it for free on Xfinity.
It launches, and there is like, there's just a list of some of the shows that are debuting today.
NBC.
Brave New World. What is it? There's one called The Capture.
Mm.
There is one called Intelligence that has David Schwimmer, but you can watch it anyway. Curious George cartoons, Where's Waldo cartoons, Cleopatra in Space cartoon. Hey, this one sounds good. In Deep with Ryan Lochte.
Oh, I don't mind
Shaw.
That.
Shaw.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, but we've forgiven him about the fake gas station break-in?
This is the problem. They're manufacturing shows, and I could be wrong, and I'll eat my words if that happens. It's fine.
All right.
The Peacock Network is late to the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you've got like CBS All Access, which is their premium network. You've got Disney, which really, for what it's worth, if you've got kids, I would say trumps everything.
Oh, it's the best.
You get the
it's
full
amazing.
Package.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They've got a catalog of shows. They own the rights. To Netflix is the paramount, the go-to. Hulu, which you can bundle Disney with. NBC.
I would say that the gold standards would be for new content would be Netflix, and for catalog content would be Disney.
Okay.
Those are probably the two gold standards.
But couldn't you get away with owning Netflix, Disney, and now Peacock, and just saying F you the rest of your cable bill? Like, you and I can't do it because we have to do this for a living. So we have
but
to
But I would
to
say the
access,
average person,
right?
Yeah. And you know, and most of the stuff you can stream, if it's like something out of the control crazy, you pay 99 cents, you can get it. You can find it out there.
So for me, as an Xfinity customer, they've been shoving this down my throat for, I would say, roughly 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Peacock was out already. That's how much I've heard about Peacock.
Well, today is the big rollout, the national rollout. However, I believe it is not available on Amazon Fire or Roku. So it seems to me it's a little, if you're going to do a rollout, but don't you want to cover all your bases?
Yeah, but I mean, look, they're probably, they're being firewalled, literally. Think about this, Rob. I think if you take away the idea that it's NBC, and you think of it as Xfinity, then, because Xfinity owns NBC.
Exactly.
Then if you're Amazon, you're going to want them to pay a ton of money to be on your platform.
Well, of course.
If you're Roku, same deal. Or you're going to, if you're Xfinity or Comcast, you're going to want Amazon to pay you to have access to that, because your customers are going to want it.
The weird thing is that, again, we're looking at an unprecedented situation here, because just as, you know, the movies thought television would destroy them, right now streaming thinks network television thinks streaming is destroying them, and they are.
Yeah.
So NBC, I don't think there's a game plan here. I don't think there is anything they can look back and do. And they're facing another problem, which is one of their big, big things is that there's no new situation comedies happening right now, mm-hmm. because no one can film. So they put together a 30 Rock reunion special that airs tomorrow night, but that's going to air on regular NBC television, Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C. But it will be on, as I understand, on Channel 4 here. But stations that are not owned by NBC, that are NBC affiliates, many of them are refusing to carry it for
Why
two reasons. Because there's no advertising space in it. It's commercial free, so they can't make any local money that way. And perhaps more importantly, and this troubles me because I always had sort of a high opinion of the show 30 Rock, it's essentially an infomercial for Peacock. That's the whole plot line.
Is it a Zoom call show? Because they were cool for like literally 2 weeks, and I was like,
No, I think that they've actually done, they've shot it virtually and edited it together. But
I want to see that. I'll take the Peacock commercial.
Watch that too.
I'll take it.
But the thing is that if it gets down to money, and there are going to be probably mid-market NBC affiliates that don't care. But don't worry.
Short-sighted.
Because it's going to be rebroadcast. Because NBC wants to make sure you see it. It will be rebroadcast on USA, Bravo, E, Oxygen, Sci-Fi, and CNBC.
Nice.
Nice. CNBC is going
to air it. CNBC shuts off at night. They usually just play Shark Tank and you're good to go. So
they put on the national anthem.
This is new programming for them.
They're very excited.
Let me give you a parallel that we'll understand. And for those of you at home, there was a time when we thought, for regular radio, terrestrial radio, that Sirius XM was which was a threat, and Howard Stern was leaving the format to go to Sirius XM, and we knew it was it was like the cable TV of radio.
Sure.
That we, at least for me as talent and team members of CBS Radio or terrestrial radio, thought it was, we were actually shocked that they let Sirius XM buy a schedule on their network. you're promoting your competition.
Right.
And the bloodsuckers at, I was a terrestrial radio, said, ah, no big deal. It's fine. We got free FM. Free FM's going to work out.
And remember, that was their counterbalance, because they said, oh, we don't have Howard Stern, but at least we're free.
Yeah. So Free FM turned out to be a big flop because two things happened. Howard left and took a huge market share of the audience to satellite radio. So it worked out for Sirius XM. But for Free FM, I'm going to blow your minds.
Awesome. Like fireworks pizza.
The word free.
Yes.
For people that want to advertise. Somehow diminished the individual brands because they're like, oh, it's Free FM. It's probably cheap.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it killed, not just that. So you had the audience leaving, and then the brand Free murdered the radio business because people didn't, they just equated to be like, oh, it turned into what was an anchor for your overall format as they rolled it out across the country.
Oh, and it was huge. It was everybody took the cyanide tablet.
I think that it's short-sighted for these local networks to be like, oh, we're not going to push the Peacock network because it's essentially competition and we're not making any money. Like, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Go ahead. You know, if I were anybody that had an association with NBC, NBC is going to be around for a long time.
They're not going anywhere.
And, yeah. You know what? I would, you know what? Send them a muffin basket. Be nice to them.
Well, I don't know what the rules of a, like, Seabridge is KCJJ, owner operated, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he would be the general manager, except he doesn't like talking to people. Yeah,
do what you want. Do what you want. That's fine. But I don't think it's, I think maybe, and maybe I'm reading into the way you're sharing this news with us, that I don't, and this is going to be shocking.
You're right.
The O&Os are, they do what they want, but not everybody needs them. Like, they're not as important in the grand scheme of media as we think. KCJJ is important to us because they're our affiliate. And they have, and they're important.
And
to
you
us
should be you should be specific. The independent O&Os, yes. Not NBC owned and operated. It's the independents.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But. So, and maybe this is, again, nerdy. So when there's a network, not like ESPN doesn't own every station that ESPN is on.
Right.
ESPN exactly. Sometimes takes their programming, and the owner of that signal purchases that programming, or they make a deal, and then that program ends up on that station, becomes an ESPN station.
Think of the word affiliate. It means they're just affiliated. They're associated with each other.
I believe that... unless you've got a, I don't see how you're making a stand and saying, I'm not getting any revenue, but I'll take everything else, and we're going to fight this tidal wave of what we want. I don't feel like there's a winner there. I think both are losers.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But, you know, I think also people are panicking because they just don't know. Again, there's no game plan.
Peacock, right now, terrible name, by the way. Terrible name.
I don't know. It certainly makes me think of the wonderful world of color television.
Oh, I think of dudes walking into a bar with a big belt buckle.
You always think
right?
of that.
Or like peacocking with like a cartoon size collar and a shirt.
That's what you always think of.
Did somebody run a poll? Like, that's what it means in my generation.
Well, my generation, when I think peacock, I think NBC. But that's always, I mean, that's been their symbol since they turned to color television.
Maddie, what does it mean for you?
Absolutely. A guy walks into the bar with a belt buckle.
Yeah, big pompadour.
But what if the guy is Alec Baldwin? Then it's NBC again.
He's been peacocking his whole life.
I've got some NBC show and tell when we come back.
Let's do it.
By the way, you can start Peacock free, and then just for everyone that wants to know, $4.99 a month, $9.99 if you don't want spots. So it's the same platform as a lot of the others. And also, they were going to be a big deal. They said, hey, and we got the Olympics. Well, they canceled the Olympics. Womp womp.
Hit pause on that guy.
All right, take a pause. We'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast comprises of three extraordinary creatures. Mike O'Mara, who has currently migrated to the state of Maine from Florida. He is the star of the show, a spectacular impressionist, and is considered a radio god. Rob Spiewak. He resides in the royal suburbs of Virginia. He is the jester or the funny man of the show, a massive Elvis fan, and he still thinks it's 1946. And finally, Oscar Santana, born in the outskirts of La Paz, Bolivia, and currently resides in a luxurious wardrobe in Washington, D.C. He is the hip, Latin flavor of the bunch, who loves the latest trends and technology. Put these three together and you get the brilliant Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Don't forget to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and subscribe to their bonus show. You can hear them say, motherfucker.
Whoa.
And
yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
We'll say all those words.
I promise we'll say all those words this Friday on the bonus show. Talking about that money for the for Peacock, here's what you do. Save that money.
Save it.
Put it in your pocket and go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the website.
And click the patron banner. Put the money there. That's where the money will do some good. Simply put, we're asking for your help, folks. We need you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner and make a pledge to us. $1, $5, $10 a week, any amount. It's entirely up to you. We need you, and you can make a difference. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to continue. Because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you.
Yes.
If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. And know this, we really do appreciate you, and we thank you very, very much. So please, be generous as much as
look,
you can.
Look, people, let me just get real here. There are options where you can do like $1 a week.
Yep.
You can do $5 a week. You can do $15 a week. You can do name your price. You can do a single donation.
Right.
Everything counts. And I can't thank you enough for those of you that are forked over, especially in the middle of a pandemic,
right.
The shekels you have. It really does help. It helps alleviate the stress. It helps alleviate a little anxiety. You know, I've had conversations with Maddie separately and Pony separately, like, we're going to make it through this. As I've said before, we've made it through the Suits on Terrestrial. We've made it through the Great Recession. We'll make it through this pandemic together. So if we could just move the meter a little more.
Just a little bit. Trust me, you won't feel it. You guys won't feel it, but we will feel great. So thank you very much. We do appreciate it. While we're talking about NBC, I want to do a little show and tell.
NBC.
Yeah, and it's funny you should bring that up.
WNBC.
They had their 70th anniversary in 1996, and I was doing public affairs programming for WJFK back then, so I was connected to a lot of networks and stuff, and they sent out a gift to people that were associated with NBC. So this is from 1996. This is an actual NBC, NBC chime generator xylophone.
Ooh.
And you'll recognize
it. I'm actually jealous about this.
You'll love this, listen.
Oh, that's cool.
And what's really neat, good piece of trivia, is that the notes for the NBC chimes are the
notes.
Do
you hit that
like,
again?
Yeah, like if you were to play this on a piano,
It's
G, E, C.
Can you just do it without talking?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, I can hear it, but I just want to hear it. Just hit it again. Hit it. Like, okay, thank you. Okay.
But it's GEC because of the General Electric Corporation, who originally owned NBC.
I know that.
Isn't that clever?
Man.
I love that. It was the first audio service mark ever recognized by the U.S. Patent Office.
Very cool. Very
and that's
cool.
What I thought was, but so NBC has a long and storied history, but I'm still troubled that you're not into the Peacock thing.
Well,
you really don't think when you think of NBC, they call it the like
I don't
they,
have the nostalgia,
like CBS.
Yeah, I don't have the nostalgia for networks like you do.
CBS was called the Tiffany Network.
I get it. I love that you have this history and this
ABC
love for
it. ABC was called garbage. It was always
the closest I got. I ever felt like, oh man, those days of old broadcasting, where when I was in college and they taught you about Marconi and the networks and how they're all set up, and then when I watched Radio Days. Everything else, I don't care, and it's not because it's probably because I'm selfish and I'm short sighted, but. I grew up in the world of the cable TV. My parents forever we had the networks and every friend I raced to Winnie Max and Germax and my Haitian friend's house because they had cable. Right? We didn't have
cable. I guess I'm on the tail end of it. But I mean, do you not even realize like when they run the title card and they show a peacock on NBC television? Like you still watch Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, but
or do you just watch it on
TV. I don't care.
On,
you know what's cool to me? The 20th Century Fox moniker when it comes up and you have in Cannonball Run the car drive up the actual
and it ends with Burt Reynolds laughing.
Yes. That is cool, but there's no like this. Maybe I believe that television networks as a whole,
right?
They diversified for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and within 20 years, there will be you know, that will be your standard, but they're going to, the business models will be completely different.
Well,
if somebody's coming out with a streaming service now, I think they're late. I think Peacock is late to the game. I think they should have done this a long time ago. I think that they don't have enough, and I know they have the portfolio of Friends, and you've got The Office, and you've got everything coming. I don't know if that's enough for me to purchase it, especially when they're giving it to me for free because I have Xfinity and I'm paying a fortune for that.
And also, I mean, you look at something like, I think The Office, they really, really are highlighting the fact they have, but it's so diluted to me. I'll come up and Julia will be like doing
it's on TBS.
Work on her computer and
all
she'll
day.
Leave it on television background like I used to have radio on.
Yeah.
It's like they're not watching it. It's just white noise to them. So I think they've almost saturated it. So we shall see. You know, it's funny. You were thinking about cable. My first experience with cable was we were living in Vienna. So I was probably like in third or fourth grade. They brought HBO in. Just HBO, mm-hmm. not cable television. So when we paid for it, we had the special converter cable that went into our television, and HBO was on channel 3.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, 4, 5, 7,
days.
And 9.
I remember
and
it was that.
Every month we got mailed a little pamphlet of all the stuff that was on HBO. I think I watched the movie Jaws 17 times.
Maddie, did you have cable your entire life?
Yeah, until now, where I don't have it.
Well, but you're online, right?
Yeah, now I just do streaming services.
Yeah, so you're good. Pony, did you have cable your entire life?
Yeah. And do you remember back when you had cable and if you lost power, you had to call the cable company to have them turn your TV back on?
Yeah, that was the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Awful.
Actually, Pony, that wasn't true. That was just something your mom
did
said.
Did you all
she said that to me.
For Maddie and Pony, did your parents pay for the Disney? We never had the Disney Channel. Anybody that had it was, I was like, they're so lucky.
We got it. We had
you
it.
Had
yeah, it was great. Yeah, I loved
Damn.
It. The cartoons were amazing. Even though I was probably in middle school by then, I was still loving
my skinflint father said to me one time, why do you need the Disney Channel? You've got the Disney Afternoon.
It's just as good.
I said, Dad, that's like a 2-hour block. If I'm lucky, usually it's an hour. That's all I got.
Change your schedule to suit
he literally was like, he literally said, why do you need that? You've got the Disney Afternoon.
It's like, you don't need that. We have Barney
and
Miller.
I don't even know how much more it was. He made it seem like it was $100 more.
Sure, it would have broken the bank, Oscar, for you to be able to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Jesus.
All right. Oh, let us pause for station identification.
NBC Television.
And speaking of your father, when we return, news from Bolivia.
Okay.
I know he's spending some time there, right?
Or is yeah, he, is, I checked it? In on... My dad's taking a lot of naps these days. I'm just saying. Checked in on Sunday. He's like, oh, I was taking a nap. I was like, it's 6 p.m.
I was napping, and I had to turn off my WhatsApp, so I couldn't take... What's nap?
You napping with your other family?
We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry. The coronavirus. Not funny. Does anyone play Boggle anymore? I don't understand Greek yogurt. I'm giving away all my stuffed animals. If clams could talk, oh boy. Elizabeth Warren, still in the hunt. My iPhone has jelly on it. Buy the T-Most bonus show at MichaelMerryShow.com. That's on the internet, right? You'll laugh, boy.
Internet.
Buy it.
Buy it. So Mike is here via audio tape, which is nice. Oscar,
yes.
How clean is your smartphone?
Oh, well, I would say before I walked in, I cleaned my phone.
See, and that's what you got to do, because I hate to tell you this, but your phone is likely 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat. Now more than ever, it's important to keep items like your phone clean, because if your phone isn't clean, your hands won't be clean. Oscar is sparkling right
now. Yeah, some Bristol.
Because he uses HomeMedics UV Clean Phone Sanitizer. It's this beautiful portable pouch that cleans your phone instantly with UV light, and it kills 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level using no harmful chemicals or liquids. And here's the best thing. It's fast. It works in less than a minute.
We got one from Maddie. Maddie, how are you enjoying yours?
I love it, and it is so fast. Like, I forget that it's so fast, and then I'm like, wait, it's done? It's great.
It's 10 times faster than most of the other procedures, and again, no fluids to deal with, nothing to do. You just put it in, and you let it go. It's not just for your phone. You use your glasses, mm-hmm. lipstick, pacifier, keys, credit card, pens. I put my NBC xylophone in there. It's sparkling clean, and I don't have to worry when we do station identification.
Nice.
You can use it wherever you go. Everyone at TMOS loves it. And you're going to love yours. You can choose your colors. And here's the funny thing. Oscar researched and bought this product before sponsored.
Prior to them calling.
It's the best because, as you know, his soul full of gadgets.
Yeah, full of gadgets.
Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Mike O'Mara Show customers can get free shipping plus $20 off a future HomeMedics purchase. Just head to UV.com and use...
.com
is what I meant to
pro
say.
Pro tip.
Yes, yes.
Do this. Buy one, get the $20 credit, and then buy another.
And then... you're in like Flynn.
Yes.
Go to uvclean.com and use promo code TMOS. That's GETUVCLEAN.com and use promo code TMOS. GetUVClean.com. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, you need to clean your phone too. GetUVClean.com.
Woo!
So anytime I see the word Bolivia in my newsfeed, I always click on the story. And this is exciting. This is from the Reuters News Service. The last line of the story is perhaps the most important.
Okay.
Is that the World Health Organization has said that based on current evidence, the coronavirus cannot be sexually transmitted. So that's good news, right?
Mm.
But the headline is what I liked. It said, Bolivian sex workers bet on see-through biosecurity raincoats to reduce contagion risk.
Ooh, this is a spicy meatball because I've got ties to that said nation.
Yes, you do.
Look, it's winter down there.
Do you have any transparent raincoats?
Let me just add that.
Okay.
So it's winter, at least in La Paz. There's still some, you know, just like you have Miami here, or you have San Diego. There are places within our nation that have, I would say, a better climate than La Paz. The see-through bit, I don't know if I'm against it or for it, because I've seen stories online and on television where you have family members like hugging each other with plastic bags.
Yeah, I've seen I think a real common picture is almost like a clothesline.
Yeah.
With a big piece of plastic sheeting and armholes so you can hug grandma or whatever.
Yes, right. I saw, which I thought was pretty ingenious, a barber cutting hair in like what looked like a... Do you remember those costumes, I would say 10 years ago, where you could be a shower curtain and the shower curtain would...
Oh, yeah. You know what? They used, not to date myself, but they used that. That was the costume that the Karate Kid wore when he had to sneak into the prom.
So this is a plastic one, a see-through one.
Right, exactly.
So the barber is cutting hair with his arms through the shower curtain.
Fantastic.
Which is a little awkward, but seems to work.
Well, I'm glad he can see through. Otherwise, the haircut would likely suffer. End up looking like Matt Bloom.
And I don't know if I'd be comfortable with the plastic touching me the entire time when they're leaning over, trying to basically give you a fade. And
yeah.
So but ingenious, right? People are doing what they can. The sex worker side, I don't know if the plastic, it reminds me of Naked Gun 2.5.
Where, the extra body condoms?
Yeah, literally a cartoon-sized condom and the two protagonists, what is it? Lisa Marie Presley and
Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla Presley, my apologies.
And Leslie Nielsen.
And Leslie Nielsen wore. And then I didn't know what a condom was when I was a kid. So I was like, why are they wearing these bags? And then I realized
wearing these bags?
And then rolling around. And why is there romantic music going on? They're so silly.
You know what? I think that is probably one of the only misfire gags in that movie. Because most of the movie is extraordinarily funny.
Hilarious.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think it was that great. I keep saying to myself, why are they wearing those bags?
not the best. Not the best. And then also, the president of Bolivia has COVID-19. So.
Well, that's not okay.
So if you're going top down, you're like, maybe the sex workers should take a powder.
You know, I think that one of the things that is good is that we have not yet gotten together and formed an angry union at Podcast Village. We are still not a unionized shop.
Oh, we can afford you.
But did you know that there is a Bolivian sex workers union?
This is actually top of mind because in Germany the same thing's happening. In Germany,
yes, but in Germany the prostitutes are more hateful.
No, but in Germany, the prostitutes are protesting to at least have one day a week where they could do their business.
Their hateful prostitution business.
So right now, some businesses are allowed to be open like on, I would say, a revolving schedule, right? Mm-hmm. They just want like Saturday to touch their toes, right?
Sure.
To do their thing. What I would say is that...
Now it's time for the touching of the toes.
And by the way, if you're in this country, if anybody ever filled out a PPP form and you were... like involved in that, some sort of that trade, even if it was legal, you weren't eligible for PPP.
Yeah, I'm glad you used three P's on that.
I'm just saying, the Paycheck Protection Program, you're short.
Lily Cortez is the representative of the sex workers union down there. She also gave a demonstration of the best disinfectant bleach solution to use on your stripper pole. So they are forward thinking in Bolivia.
Let's ask Pony.
Yes.
Has your escort game dried up? Like, how's it looking for your because you're a regular John, right?
Yeah,
out. But I mean, you know, they wear a mask, and you know, that's all you really need to do. Stay 6 feet apart for the most part.
But don't you ask? You've asked them to wear masks for years, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm
that's
into
your
that.
Thing.
It's kinky. ABC.
So, now you stand there. Please don't step on Miracle.
No, what it is you stand there. We have to be done by nightfall because that's when Miracle wakes up.
Get the oranges.
We have till 7:52.
Don't wake her and don't bring fruit over.
Peel the orange.
We're going to play Peel the Orange. Anyway, gross. So when you're planning your trip to Bolivia, remember, Oscar, that's what's waiting for
this
you down there.
This is morbid. During the death conversation, just quick, anecdote. I said, Mom, if Dad dies down there, like, we're not going to get him, right? And she said, no, I'll go. I was like, no, it's going to cost $20,000 to bring him back and then another $20 to bring you back once you go.
Can't you postmate two people?
That? 40 people. No, I don't need her to go and find him. Her catching COVID and then she's curtained. And now they're both stuck in Bolivia and we got nothing. Except for four burial plots and Laurel with no one in them.
What you need to do, just ship him. Ship him.
They put them on ice and we're good. And then once the COVID vaccine comes through, we'll pick them up. Well, I'd rather pay for storage.
And speaking of storage, Oscar has four burial plots. So if you're interested, light them up. All right, when we come back, I put together an audio vault and we'll do it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
John Lubbock, the noted philanthropist, scientist, and first Baron of Avebury once opined,
art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness.
Funding for the arts has dropped off exponentially lately. However, you can show your support and ensure your happiness by becoming a patron of the Mike O'Mara Show. For as little as $1 a week, you help support the mission of TMOS, providing Snickers and giggles to those that get it. You won't get a fancy tote bag, but what you will receive is a chance to bring comedy into your humdrum existence during this pandemic. You also get the satisfaction of helping to ensure that celebrity impressions, NBA catchphrases, and antiquated references from the 1950s flourish for years to come. Just look for the patron tab at MikeOmeraShow.com to get started today. Invest in the arts, the comedy arts, by becoming a TMOS patron. Ensure your happiness by giving a little to laugh a lot.
By the way, if you heard talking over that promo, make sure you've turned off your second audio program switch.
That's me. Sorry.
That's Oscar was not talking over that program.
I apologize. Pony, what are those switches next to you, left and right? What are they
switches,
turn on?
It's
a weird place to have, for those of you watching on
video
on YouTube or Facebook Live, Pony's got the weird, do you have a patio?
It's a very, very small little patio.
Excuse me!
Wow! So
there's a holy S!
Tomorrow, will you broadcast from your lanai?
Maddie, do you have a patio?
No, I wish.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
No wonder he wants to work from home.
And you're on you're on the 72nd floor, right?
Yes, I am. I can hardly breathe up here.
It's important that Pony keeps his lifestyle going in his penthouse, and you can support him by buying the TMOS bonus package.
Damn.
Again, just pennies a laugh. We do a bonus show every Friday. Pony and I were actually talking in my garage yesterday, yelling across each other. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game this Friday. We don't know what game we're going to play yet.
Wait.
But it's always fun when we play a game. And it's
Tommy Sticks?
We're going to play Peel the Orange. It's the greatest way to lift off your weekend. And what it is, it's a sixth episode of TMOS with no commercials, no censorship, no rules, pennies a laugh, and we oil up and we do it topless from Pony's lanai. So just click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. Also, remember, there's nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available. What I've seen is some people during the pandemic, they've bought their first bonus packages.
Yay!
And they're catching up on the old bonus shows and they're having a blast. Trust me, you've got the time. The content is there. So please remember, it's your passport to the assport. Right. Support the bonus show. It's good for you and those you love. I'm Rob Spiewak and I guarantee it. Now back to the Disney Channel already progress.
What was it, $5 more?
I think it was $4.99. That's funny that you would remember
dad.
This is your audio vault for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. Do you remember the little kid that was yodeling in Walmart and he was red hot for like 4 minutes and he was on Ellen and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name was Mason Ramsey, and he's actually trending on YouTube this morning because he did a commercial for Burger King. Burger King has changed the... You don't think about this level. Burger King moves so much meat that Burger King actually has a hand in raising their own cattle, right?
Oh, smart. You got a supply chain.
So they've changed the diet that they're feeding their cows to reduce methane, less burping and less farting for the cows, which is actually, it sounds silly, but it's one of the major contributing factors to greenhouse gases is gas from cattle. But they've got a song and they've got a little kid yodeling. This is the new Burger King spot that you're going to be sick of in 20 minutes.
So to change our emissions, Burger King went on a mission testing diets that would help reduce their farts.
That's a start.
And my not there any question that it's helping cows digestion,
adding lemongrass so they can
reducing methane, and the scientists have proven that it works. Reducing methane.
This is a hit,
isn't it?
Emissions by more than a third.
I am so glad that we got to broadcast this morning, because by the time that Lester Holt hits television tonight, everyone's going to hate it. But right now, I love it.
If I was a kid at home on summer break, I would learn this song. And I would drive my parents up the wall.
You bet.
Because they get to say fart.
Yep. Well, and that is, it's like a socially conscious way to be a bad kid. So anyway, that's Burger King. The Cubs are practicing because if things stay on course, Major League Baseball is back in 2 weeks. So they're warming up, they're practicing, and to do it, the Cubs are playing themselves. They're playing warm-up games in an empty park, Wrigley Field, but the players didn't like it, so their sound guy, this is someone taped this, they've piped in crowd sounds, and they're playing it through the PA at Wrigley. This sounds great.
Inning third, first shortstop, number 9, Javier Baez.
And I love the fact that the sound guy is actually riding the applause, so when he says Javier Baez, the crowd swells.
Why?
He's doing a good job.
Didn't anyone think of this? The psychology of getting out there in a cartoon-sized stadium and nothing happening is probably like earth-shattering to all these athletes.
I have had one of the weirdest experiences, and that's singular to me, is that when I used to announce for the Redskins, I would get out on the field at FedEx about a half hour before they opened the doors to the facility. And there'd be a bowl that sat at that time about 90,000 people, and there'd be 10 of us there. Mm. And it was the eeriest, weirdest.
It's probably depressing.
But beautiful.
Oh, well, beautiful.
Before they
okay.
were statistically eliminated.
Okay.
But it was
impressive.
It was impressive.
Yeah, that's probably
but
better.
Very, very strange. And so, yeah, I can see what it's like. I could imagine getting yourself psyched up to play an athletic competition with nobody in the field.
I went on, was it Invesco Field at the time where the Broncos played? When Foxworth played for the Broncos. He was drafted by them. And I remember walking in there and being like, holy shit. Man, like, you can walk out here every Sunday and you play in front of all these people. It was mind blowing.
It's the weirdest, and it's really one of the things that it's a single thing that really means a lot to me that I had that. I'm not a big sports guy, but I understand the scope of it. And when you would walk out onto that field, there was nothing like it. It was very, very wild.
If you got a PA guy, it's going to do it and make you feel some sort of like. Because I remember in college when I'd run by Mountaineer Field, they would have like fake crowd noise piped into the stadium as they were practicing to get ready for the next game.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. So that's cool. Anyway, so that's what the Cubs are doing. We hope baseball returns in 2 weeks.
Yes, we'll see. Please, baby Jesus.
I love Billy Joel. I always have. I've seen him in concert a few times, and he seems to be doing okay.
Piano Man, right?
Yeah, he seems to be doing okay during the pandemic. He was taking a walk in Huntington, Long Island, and it was trash day. Obviously, big item pickup day. Someone was throwing away a piano. And so he walks up to a piano that is literally on its way to the trash. And this is great. This is just Billy Joel. I think whoever was with him taped him when he saw the piano.
Complete out of tune.
Oh, horribly.
Not bad. The action is good. Just needs tuning. And the finish is beat. It's a perfectly good piano. It's a shame to throw it out. Should at least donate it to St. Vincent de Paul or something. They'd probably take it. The action is great. The mechanics are perfect.
We should do a sound-alike contest between him and Paulie.
I thought
the action is great. If the action is great.
Why in my mind did I think he was going to save the piano? He just played it.
That's all. He just wanted to play it. And I hope he washed his hands because it was not a Steinway. That was definitely a Corona 900. You have to wonder, why are they throwing it away? Maybe not a great idea to touch it.
No.
But anyway, I have a great respect for piano players. And the fact that he just sat down and done that's great to me. Love it. So I hope the church gets it. And let's close with this, Oscar. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's funny enough that even if it's staged, I liked it. For means of example, could you please for me, and I'm not doing this to embarrass you, this is just to set an example, can you say the word pizza 3 times?
Oh, God damn it. Pizza.
Okay, that's enough. That's pizza. Fine. Oh. You went early. You buried the lead. So this is a dad and his daughter. The daughter looks to be a teenager, maybe 15, 16, and she can't say the word millennial.
Oh.
And whether she's faking it or not, she's doing a great job. So this is dad and daughter on the Audio Vault.
Say millennials.
Millenniums.
Mel. N.
N.
E.
E.
Ol.
Olds.
Millennial.
Manelbias. Manelbios. Manelbios. What?
Oh. Say millennial.
Manelbias.
Millennial.
Manelbias.
There's no B. Where are you getting the B?
I don't know. Manelbias.
When she finally gets it right, though, he's going to take her out for pizza. That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great and safe day. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow.
Mañana.
And we'll do it all again. That's all, folks.
Thank you.
Yes, the whole gang.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll bring another xylophone-based show and tell toy.
Fun.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the... I meant to do the mailbag today. Mailbag tomorrow.
Damn.
Mailbag tomorrow.
Snap.
And you can send your letters to me, Rob, with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and Madeline Masiello dancing with the stars, it's Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.